Community by Harry Venning and David Ramsden. Episode 3, Rude Girl.
Morning, Claire. Good morning, Gnarly.
Not now, Brian.
All I said
not
was...
Not now, Brian.
What's going on?
She's going on. On and on and on. Every morning it is the same.
And I shall continue to do so until you stop feeding my son this rubbish for breakfast.
It is not rubbish. Thomas loves this Cocoa Pops crisps and fizzy orange drink. What is the problem? Next thing you say, I can't put them in the same bowl.
I'll get that.
I'm not arguing, Gnarly. Just get Thomas down off the ceiling, give him some muesli.
It is political breakfast gone mad.
Well, guess what?
Not now, Brian.
Look, I just want...
Not now, Brian!
I'm crying out loud! Will somebody in this flaming house please talk to me?
Les adatata.
Thank you, Thomas. What did he say?
He says, not now, Daddy.
Right.
What is it you want, Brian?
Well, Claire, you'll never guess what. The florists have just delivered this huge bunch of flowers for you. I wonder who they're from. Oh, look, there's a card. Well, would you believe it? They're from me.
Brian, they are beautiful. Gnarly, I wonder, could you take these out the back, put them straight in the bin?
Claire!
I'm sorry, Brian, but we can't move in this house for flaming flowers. Every morning, every evening, more flowers.
I thought you... liked flowers.
Yes, I do. I like all the things you've given me. The flowers, the chocolates, the champagne, however, the sex toy.
I never bought you a sex toy.
Oh, you found it! Thank goodness, I've been looking everywhere. Thomas was using it as space rocket. But he's at that age, you know? He loves anything with a motor.
Brian, I appreciate all the things you've been buying me. Now, will you please stop?
Okay, no more gifts.
No more gifts.
I don't mind gifts.
Gnarly, do you mind?
Come along, Thomas. Come, I take you to one of the playgrounds that still possesses an authentic element of danger with the capacity to injure or maim. Just to help your development.
I mean, newspapers go on all the time about so-called political correctness. But words carry power to create or destroy. Do you know what I mean? So, in answer to the question, what is political correctness, I would answer, good manners.
That's very interesting, Daniel, except it wasn't my question. The question, if memory serves, is when are you going to fix the flaming boiler?
Yeah, like I said...
No, you've been here 2 days and there's still no heating, no running water and no dunny.
Now, what I've done...
No, I know what you've done, Daniel. You've talked non-bloody stop since you arrived. To anyone who'll listen.
I'm a people person.
No, Daniel, you're a heating engineer. Pull your finger out, mate.
Message received and understood.
Good morning, everybody. Okay, since we're all here, I declare this team meeting open. Thank you very much, team. This is a very gratifying welcome.
We're trying to keep our hands warm.
It's freezing. But any news on when the boiler will be fixed?
No, but the sooner you people stop talking to Daniel, the sooner it'll be fixed.
Oh, he does love a chat.
He's certainly very knowledgeable.
Is there anything he's not an expert on?
At a guess, fixing boilers. Given that the temperature has dropped lower than an All Blacks IQ... may I suggest we get a move on?
Yeah, okay, all right.
Thank you. Claire, would you like to speak first?
Thank you. I think that the family centre should have a nutrition awareness evening.
Is this something we should be getting involved in?
Yes, Ray. Poor diet and poverty are inextricably linked. Yet it's the issue that nobody dares address. It's the health crisis nobody dare tackle. It's the epidemic, actually, that nobody acknowledges. Obesity is the elephant in the room.
Why did you look at me when you said that?
I didn't.
Yes, you did. You said elephant in the room and stared straight at me.
I can assure you, Helen, I did no such thing. Although, if the trunk fits...
Oh, how dare you! Yeah, okay, all right, now come on, that's enough, ladies. Come on, Claire, show a little bit more awareness.
Sorry.
You know how sensitive tubby people are.
It didn't work.
No, Simon, your brilliant idea didn't work.
The flowers, the chocolates, the champagne?
Claire didn't respond to any of them.
Really? I'm surprised. I love it when women buy them for me.
Come on, Simon, you're the expert.
have to reconnect with Claire. What shall I try next?
OK, I've got it. What's the one thing all women love?
Colin Firth?
Pampering. They love to be pampered, made to feel special at the hands of someone skilled in the arts of the sensual.
Go on, this sounds good.
Send her to a spa or a health club or something. Buy her a voucher for a luxurious treatment that she won't forget.
This is good. Thank you, Simon.
And thank you, Brian, for taking me on this romantic balloon ride.
Yeah, well, Claire didn't want it, did she?
So, that's agreed. Claire, you book the room for the nutrition awareness evening. Helen, you'll get the crisps, peanuts and Coke. Right.
Thank you, Libby. Next Saturday's march against the cuts. I think we should all be there to represent the family centre.
Good idea, Ray. So, what are we going to do?
Well, I guess the clue is in the title, Libby. We march.
It's got to be more than marching, Claire. We need something to differentiate our political rally from a mass stroll in the same direction. Any ideas?
Balloons!
More than that.
Petrol bombs!
Less than that, something between the two.
Such as?
Well, when I was living in Sydney, I helped my flatmate Craig build a giant motorised penis for the Mardi Gras gay parade. It's 20 feet long, bubblegum pink, certainly caught the attention, especially when it went out of control and into the crowd. That was one surprise police horse, I don't mind telling you.
Dress up as a funeral cortege to symbolise the death of public services.
That's brilliant, Megan. I was going to suggest another giant motorised penis, but that's a much better idea.
Sorry, isn't this trivialising the issue?
Oh, come on, Claire, shake the starch out of your pants.
I do not have starchy pants. I'm just not sure that play acting is an appropriate response to the most comprehensive assault on public services since Thatcher.
Oh, I don't know, Claire. I think you might be underestimating the power of theatre as a force for change.
Like the boiler, Daniel. The important thing is to present a common front against the cuts. So, I'll be the Undertaker.
Oh, right, I see. What if somebody else wants to be the Undertaker?
I want to be the Undertaker.
Yeah, tough. It's my funeral. Claire and Helen, pallbearers, and Megan, you can be Death himself. The Grim Reaper, skull face, black hooded, cloak, the works.
Brilliant. My Uncle Hector's got an actual scythe, so I'll get him to post it to me.
Right. Now, Ray, you're the corpse, mate.
Well, why am I the corpse?
Well, save on makeup. Finally, I have had a request from the local youth club to provide a speaker for a careers opportunity evening. So, if anyone would like to give up their free time to tell an audience of young people exactly what a social worker does, here's your chance. And afterwards, you might want to tell Helen.
Actually, Libby, I was just about to volunteer, but now I'm not going to.
Yeah, right, of course you were. So... Yeah, well, don't all rush in at once.
What day is it? I can do Tuesdays.
Oh, Daniel! Hey, this is your last warning. We have the incontinence support group coming in at 3 this afternoon, and I do not want to have to tell them that the nearest working toilet is at McDonald's. Got it?
Got it.
OK, in the absence of a volunteer, I volunteer Ray.
Oh, no. Come on, Libby, please, not me.
Look, there'll be about 60 of them, aged between 13 and 16.
Oh, that's a very challenging age group.
Predominantly black British.
I'll do it.
I've chosen Ray.
No, me, please, Libby, please. I think I'd be good at it. You know, I'd love the chance to get down with the kids and just, you know, rap.
Excuse me.
Good morning, Mr. Tusker. I thought your interview wasn't until this afternoon.
It isn't, but there's a few things I just want to get clear in my mind.
Okay, well, Sparrowhawk Family Centre is always ready, available and accessible to its service users, so just ask away.
Not you. Daniel.
Hello, Ken.
Hello, Daniel. Look, mate, I've filled out the forms I was given, but I was just wondering if you'd go through them with me, you know, just to check.
Oh, pleasure.
Also, what about Tinkerbell for the 3:30 at Haydock Park?
Depends what the ground is like. If it's soft or good, I'll risk a fly.
Daniel, the boiler!
All right. I don't need telling twice.
I don't understand, Brian. You had so much choice. Reflexology, Thai massage, Swedish massage, steam bath, shiatsu massage, aromatherapy massage. What on earth possessed you?
Well, they had a 2-for-1 offer on colonic irrigation.
Brian, how many arseholes does Claire have?
Me, Simon, I can't resist a bargain.
Me neither. I take it Claire didn't like her voucher.
I think that's an understatement. Although it did give her an idea as to what I should do with it.
Back to the drawing board.
I'm getting desperate, mate.
So, essentially, what's the problem, Brian?
I suppose Claire and I just know each other so well that the thrill has gone.
Aha. I think I have the solution.
Oh, yeah?
Meet as strangers.
What?
Role play. Claire dolls herself up, goes to a bar. You show up, introduce yourself, and the pair of you take it from there as if you never met before. Sex with a stranger. Nothing more thrilling.
What, and you've done this role playing?
Well, no, I don't have to. I have sex with strangers anyway. But I think it could work for you.
You know what? We might give it a go. Thanks, Simon.
And thank you, Brian, for sharing your 2-for-1 voucher with me.
Well, it seems a shame to waste it.
And a bargain is a bargain.
There you go, gentlemen. Nearly finished.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
I should thank you. It's so rare that I get the opportunity to use the double nozzle these days.
So, Daniel, how's it going? It's just the office
Hang on, mate. That's quite important.
Sorry, I didn't realise you were on the phone.
Yeah, I'm waiting for a part.
Oh, what sort of part?
Non-speaking part. EastEnders.
Can you two keep the noise down? I'm trying to make a phone call.
Hello? Mrs. Rutherford? Hi, this is Claire Barker at the Sparrowhawk Family Centre. I was wondering if you'd had a chance to consider the proposal that I made to you the other day. Okay, so to clarify, you don't think that a course in anger management would be for you? Bye-bye.
The thing is, Daniel, I've been thinking about what you said, and you're right. I do dress to hide my body's shape. But how do I go about changing my wardrobe?
Well, first, decide what season you are.
Season?
At the moment, you're dressing in predominantly winter blues and greys, with just a hint of autumn provided by the egg down the front of your jumper. But personally, I see you as more spring.
Spring, really, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Vibrant colours, light, flamboyant.
Really?
Yes, Megan?
Do you remember what Libby said?
Oh, yes, of course. I'd better leave you to it, Daniel. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Listen, Daniel, I've met someone on an internet dating site. A Sagittarian. What do you think?
Mm-mm. Walk away now.
Surely Sagittarians and Pisces are compatible?
Mm-mm. Too similar. I'd say Taurus, with the retrograde Venus in domicile. Not that I believe any of it.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, I'm very sceptical. Typical Leo.
Megan. Oh, hello, Helen.
I hope you're not distracting Daniel from his work.
No, it's just a... Bye, Daniel.
Bye. Hello, Ellen.
Sorry, Daniel. I'm under strict instructions not to talk to you. And I have absolutely no intention of doing so.
You look nice.
Do you think so? I already had the trainers, but the all-in-one tracksuit is new.
Interesting colour. Fuchsia?
Cerise, actually.
Really suits you.
Well, I've decided to get fit during my lunch break. In fact, I'm just off for a jog.
Do you want me to hold your kebab?
I'll manage.
For the last bloody time!
All right, all right.
No to the cuss! No to the cuss! No to the cuss! No to the cuss! No.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. Brian Wobb overdid it on the colonic irrigation. I had to help him into his trousers.
You're not late. I am. I'm the corpse. Late. Get it? It's a joke.
Get back in your coffin, Ray.
Right.
You're not the last, Claire. We're still waiting for Megan.
You know, on the way over, some kids saw my Paul Bearer costume and they said I looked Nang, all flossed up.
Oh, that's nice.
Is it?
I've no idea.
You see, neither have I. And it worries me.
Oh, Megan had better get here soon. The procession's setting off in a minute.
Yeah, well, we're just going to have to go off without her.
Yeah, well, we can't go without Death, the Grim Reaper.
Have you seen Megan's costume? It's properly scary.
Oh, look, the march is moving off. We can't wait. We can't wait anymore.
Here she comes.
Megan, over here.
About time, too.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, it's all right. You're here now, Megan. There's no need to cry.
Something terrible's happened.
Oh, just calm down, Megan. Oh, be careful with that scythe. They have someone's eye out.
I can't believe I could be so stupid. I just didn't think.
All right, now start from the beginning.
Well, it took me ages to get ready, and Brenda'd gone over to her friend's house to apologise for her behaviour for the previous time she'd gone over to her friend's house. So I didn't have anyone to help me put my skull makeup on, and by the time I was fully dressed, it was nearly 22, but they wouldn't let me on the bus with the sign. I ran as fast as I could, but the cloak and the hood slowed me down, and I realised I was going to be late. Honestly, if I hadn't been so hot and flustered and aware at the time, I would never have done it.
Done what, Megan?
Taken a shortcut through the grounds of the hospice.
Oh, Megan, you didn't.
I did. I caused 8 coronaries. 2 of them fatal.
Crikey, Megan. Not even the giant motorised penis caused that much havoc.
Since it happened. In fact, I nearly didn't come into work this morning. I'm that upset. But I'm glad I did. You've been so supportive. It's good to know there are other people out there prepared to give their time to others.
Don't mention it. Has the death count gone up again?
Not since Sunday. It's still between 7 and 8.
I'm not sure I follow.
I put one chap into a semi-vegetative coma. I feel terrible.
It was an accident, Megan. In a hospice. They should be thanking you for hurrying up things a bit.
I suppose so. The hospice has been very understanding, especially given the increased workload I placed on their laundry.
Hold on a second, Megan.
Now, that's what I like to see, Daniel. Keep up the good work, mate.
Cheers, Libby.
Yeah, although I'd be more impressed if you weren't hitting it with your teacup.
You were saying?
Well, it's just that I can't help but feeling...
Excuse me. I'm looking for Megan Wardby.
I'm Megan Wardby. Can I help you?
I'm John Harrison. You killed my mother.
Oh, I'm sorry. You'll have to be a bit more precise. I killed so many.
Let's get this right, Brian. I pretend I don't know you, and you pretend you don't know me. All right, Brian, I'll give it a go. OK, Rick's Piano Bar, Potter Street, 8 p.m. Goodbye. Oh, Daniel, can I have a word?
OK, what is it?
I've got a problem. You're black.
You have a problem with me being black?
No! 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 Oh, God!
I'm joking.
Joke! It was a joke, yeah. Of course it was.
So, what is it then, Claire?
Well, ever since I was young, right, I've always felt that I had, an affinity with black people.
Yeah, me too.
Especially young black people. I mean, the clothes, the culture, especially the music. I mean, I was the first person in my all-girls grammar school to listen to Boney M.
Miss Beck.
Thanks. But the thing is, I'm a bit worried that I might be a little bit behind the times when it comes to the language, you know? I mean, I'm probably just being paranoid, but I'm worried that I might come over as a bit non-white.
Non-white.
You know, non-black.
White.
as you will.
And you want me to teach you the latest Anglo, West Indian, Punjabi, Hindi, hip-hop, fusion-based patois that the kids are talking today?
Yes, please, that would be super.
Look at you, London. Hello.
Hello.
I'm Brian.
Are you? I'm Claire.
Hello, Claire.
Hello, Brian.
Yeah, I was standing at the bar, couldn't help but notice you. I hope you don't mind, but I took the liberty of buying you a drink.
Well, did you now?
Yeah, I guessed you were a vodka and tonic girl.
That's a good guess.
Is there anybody else sitting here?
No.
May I join you?
No.
Hey?
What is it with you men that you assume that any woman sitting alone in a bar... automatically kind of inviting your sexual advances?
Hang on, Claire.
No, it's a form of harassment, actually. It's designed to undermine female independence, turning social spaces into no-go areas.
Claire, I don't think I could have explained
this
properly.
You're forcing single women into making a choice between cowering meekly indoors or enduring the public humiliation and misogynistic oppression of the ubiquitous chat-up line.
Look, should I go out and come back in again?
Excuse me, miss, is this gentleman bothering you?
Yes, he is.
You don't understand, I'm just trying to get the thrill back.
Come on, you fat perv, out you go.
Tea, Claire?
Thank you, Nolly.
Tea, Brian? Or are you going to continue with your big baby sulk?
I'm not sulking.
3 days you go around the house like this, Brian. What misery. We have a saying in my village. He has a face like a slapped face.
Yeah, come on, Brian. What's wrong?
Can't you guess?
Oh, let me see. Are you still upset about Tim Burton's remake of Planet of the Apes?
No! Well, yes. Burton's obsession with visuals completely undermined the narrative, but that's not what I'm upset about at this moment.
Well, out with it.
The piano bar, Claire, it was so humiliating. That bouncer threw me out by the tuft, and I don't have much tuft left to be thrown by.
You know, something very similar happened with my Uncle Vaclav. He had been drinking one day until he fell off the bar stool to the floor.
He called me a fat perv.
And the barman picked him up and threw him outside, shouting, "Get out, you drunk!"
Why did you do that to me, Claire? What did I do so wrong?
But you want to know the funny part? Uncle Vaclav was not drunk at all. He was dead.
Simon uses all these techniques and he never has any trouble with women.
Why did I do that to you, Brian? I did that to you to teach you a lesson. I'm not interested in romantic games, strategies, role plays or tactics. Especially those endorsed and promoted by the great love guru Simon.
What do you want, Claire?
Honesty, Brian. I just want you to be yourself. Understood?
Understood.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a very important talk to give to some young people that will actually probably change the course of their entire lives.
Hello, Simon? It's Brian. Claire wants me to be myself. What do I do?
The most wonderful things happened. I must tell you all about it.
Hey, back at the queue, Megan.
And after Helen, it's me. I want to know if I can get away with wearing cream cords with a peach paisley waistcoat.
Then me.
Yeah, then Mr. Truscott.
Come on, guys. Look, Megan's been through a lot. So what's happened?
Meeting John is what's happened. Things were a bit bumpy at first, what with me killing his mother. But since then, things have just got better and better. Although his family might take a bit more time to win over. I couldn't get a smile out of his dad at the funeral. Believe me, I tried.
What the hell is going on? Why isn't anybody doing any work, for crying out loud?
I'm so sorry, Daniel,
I'm so sick of hearing about Daniel. Clear off the lot of you. Not you, Daniel.
Look.
No. Why haven't you fixed the flaming boiler, Daniel?
I haven't had the time.
You've been here over a week.
Yeah, and I spent most of it helping out your colleagues on their problems. Especially Claire. She's particularly demanding.
Hang on, what do you mean?
Well, she felt linguistically estranged from the local black and ethnic minority community, and she asked me to teach her how to street talk.
Look, Daniel, maybe I have been a bit hard on you. You know, I guess your heart is in the right place.
Thank you.
Also, I did win some money on that Tinkerbell tip.
Glad to be of service.
Yeah, I'm sure Claire will really appreciate the street language lessons you gave her when she gives her careers talk at the youth club tonight.
Oh. Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. What does oh, dear mean?
So I says to this bloke, I'm a paramedic, mate, not a vet. You got him up there, you get him out. Thank you.
Thank you, Colin. So, we have heard from a community police officer, a paramedic, and now it's the turn of Miss Claire Barker, who is going to tell us all about social work.
Thank you. Well, good evening, everybody, or should I say, yo, brethren, wappen.
What the hell do you mean you made it all up?
Exactly that. I didn't know she was going to use it in a speech.
What'd you teach her?
I sort of improvised.
Oh, you must have got it from somewhere.
Well, I did watch a few episodes of Rasta Mouse. Some of it are based on what I had for breakfast, but the rest, pure gibberish.
What, so you don't actually speak street patois?
No, why should I?
Oh, for crying out loud, Daniel, why'd you tell Claire that you could?
I don't know. I guess I just like helping people. Do you think I'd be a good social worker?
So, to conclude, I ain't no sugar puff flabby trapezoid. Hard-boiled egg. This ting I talk is no bent and chisel warm milk Weetabix going to Bippy Bippy. Brand flake. I'm telling you, social work is de real muesli. Yo, respect. Special K.
Yes, well, thank you, Ms. Barker.
No, thank you. I mean, what can I say? It's been really Cocoa Pops.
You have been listening to Claire in the Community by Harry Venning and David Ramsden, starring Sally Phillips, Alex Lowe, Nina Conti, Richard Lumsden, Lisa Tarbuck, Sarah Kendall and Andrew Wincott, with Gerard McDermott and Nathan Caton. The producer was Katie Tyrrell.